On the show today, we have Geese at Credit Union's very own Raj Bandaru and Chad Langford talking about how the Credit Union has implemented mortgage automation to handle a high volume recently during the coronavirus crisis with these automated bots that are really cool. So you got to check this one out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Geese at Credit Union's very own Chad Langford. You are senior program manager there, right?
I'm actually the vice president of digital products and cards.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Promote you. Wow. My bad. I apologize, Chad.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Upgrade.
Well done. Well done. Hey, we are talking about how you guys have implemented these automated bots to kind of handle the high volume of mortgage loans that have been going around lately ever since the Fed dropped the rates to like rock bottom rates, as they say on all the advertisements on the radio. So before we get started with the bot talk, what was going on at your credit union prior before you guys implemented this technology? And was all this kind of attempting to handle the high volume of loans, or what was going on there beforehand?
Yeah. And we really, you know, at GISA, we really concentrated a lot of our business around the mortgage opportunities, especially in the local market. And, you know, we've actually been looking at bot solutions for quite some time.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, some of the vendors that we had met with, they were just, you know, too expensive, or we just weren't quite there yet with the technology. And so just coincidentally, we met with Digital Align and it was a good fit for both of us on both sides. Yeah. And we were able to start implementing some of these bots before all of the current situation had hit. And so the timing was perfect because in our market, it was very difficult to find, because we are mostly rural. It was difficult to find loan officers and processors with enough experience, to be able to add on to our existing team. So we felt that adding these bots, you know, it was a very inexpensive and very productive way to meet that need. And so we met with Digital Align and mapped out our current state of processing mortgages, and, you know, felt that, you know, we had a strong opportunity there to automate about 50% of the process.
Wow.
And so we started working on a couple bots right away, and they've made a pretty dramatic impact.
Yeah. So tell me about the dramatic impact. Cause I've heard that they dropped the whole process from probably like a 30-minute time span to down to 3 minutes. I'm hearing, is that correct? Or
yeah, and there were several, you know, processes that were identified throughout the, the analysis of our current process that we identified that we could make some pretty dramatic impact, cutting down the time.
Mm-hmm.
Needed to do certain processes. And so there were several steps within the process that we were able to reduce from 30 to 40 minutes down to just a couple minutes.
Gosh, that's amazing. So what is the process? Because I mean, I'm curious to see how they're working for you and how they're working so well. What is the process like that makes it so much more efficient?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, we have a lot of technology limitations, as a lot of these vendors that we use, their software is continuously improved every year. But, you know, it's pretty rare that you find that one solution that can do everything. And so we have, a couple different solutions that handle different pieces that don't communicate very well. And so some of that process to take information from an application and put it into a loan origination software can be a very manual process that we have to have somebody in the back office, you know, literally cut and paste everything from one software to another. And so that was one of the immediate solutions that we identified that could, you know, significantly cut down on processing time, was just taking a member's information from one platform and putting it into another platform to continue the mortgage, you know, the process of processing their application. And so we found that it took about 30 minutes for one of our back office personnel to literally cut and paste all of the information from one platform to another. And so when we created a bot that did it all automatically, that was a huge time savings.
Mm-hmm.
Just transferring all that information from one to another.
Gotcha. And so how has it, and And in our current situation right now, where we're all basically working from home, but the refinance market is going crazy because of the rates and stuff. So how is that whole process working, and how is it helping you guys in our current state right now?
It's actually working really well, because, and that's one of the nice things about bots versus, human employees is, they can work 24/7.
Sure.
So they can interface with these members that are trying to refinance their house, for instance, and, making sure that they're gathering all the documentation, giving real-time updates to the member on where they're at in the process, what things are required to complete the process. And then, interacting with those members throughout the process, just to make sure that we get everything that we need to get the refinance or mortgage application completed as quickly as possible.
Very cool. And guess who joined the party?
I see Raj.
Raj Bandaru. Raj, how are you, sir?
Yeah, so I think, instigated the whole conversation for us was around creating efficiencies. Of course, I'm sure Chad went through that, but this was prior to the whole COVID situation, of course, right? Where, we had the lowest unemployment rate in the country at what, 3.6%, and our mortgage team was doing extremely well, which is actually, surprising to see for a credit union, wherein we are one of the largest mortgage providers in this area compared to even Wells Fargo, right? Our teams were unable to keep up with the mortgage application volume. So that's when we said, all right, so we can't hire or recruit people or keep people from a retention standpoint. That's when we went down the path of, okay, how about we automate the entire mortgage process end to end, and if we can create efficiencies, then the existing staff can, actually survive the volume, right? So that was the intent going in, and the intent is still the same, right? So you want to do more with less, so the staffing levels, we want to keep it static, and we want to double our volumes, which is where we want to get to.
Right.
On the mortgage side. If we can prove that out on the mortgage side, then we can do the same on the consumer lending side and the commercial lending side, and then get to the back office operational areas where we can, with the merger, our volumes are going to increase, so we can do more with the same staffing levels.
Yeah. And so it sounds like you guys saved quite a bit of money not having to hire people, which is kind of the traditional route, right?
Yes. Exactly. So our end goal is, if it works out the way we think it's going to work out, we are almost two-thirds of the way there with the bots in the mortgage side. If we can automate 50% of all the mortgage functions end-to-end, that means we can double our production with the same staffing levels.
Right. And then, what Chad was saying is that these bots, they work 24/7 and don't require coffee breaks. So that's
exactly
a pretty cool thing right there, right?
Yep, and they don't call in sick. They don't complain. They don't bitch and whine.
No vacation for you, bot.
They're not worried about commissions.
No. They're just happy little soldiers.
Actually, yeah, and what this is going to do for us in the future is, a lot of the institutions have loan officers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are commission based.
Right.
It will automate and it will make the whole process so streamlined that you can actually change your business model and just go to the internal mortgage officer model.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And what I was getting at with the bots too is, as obviously they can work 24/7, but that frees up these loan officers and other folks in the branches and the headquarters that were traditionally doing these manual repetitive tasks. It frees them up to do more important projects or just closer members, more enriching member service, things like that.
You
so that
it.
Really, I mean, they just add value in so many more ways than you would originally think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
it's the relationship building aspect that takes precedence at that point.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So what, I mean, so what are the, I mean, obviously the original goals here were to, you know, to have these bots come in and really, and make up and to do these repetitive manual tasks and stuff. But what are some of the other goals that you guys had in mind in using these bots?
Yeah, so once we get through the mortgage side, we want to do the same on the consumer lending side and then commercial lending side.
Okay.
So, you know, we want to do that on the lending side because those are your revenue channels from a priority standpoint. And then we will start looking at a lot of the repetitive tasks and deposit ops and loan servicing, you know, compliance and fraud, you know, all the operational tasks, which are pretty repetitive in most cases.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, these things are really cool. where have these things been, you know?
Well, I mean, people are beginning to look at these products now, but, you know, they're the bigger banks, you know, they have some vendors that they work with. But, you know, when you come to the community banking and credit union space, you don't have a whole lot of players at our price point.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty expensive proposition when you start going down this path.
Yeah.
And I think that's where companies like Digital Align, you know, which are more geared towards the mid-market space.
Yeah.
You know, they are extremely favorable to our price point, and, you know, they'll actually help us compete in this space.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What's your take on that, Chad, as well as expanding these? Because I don't want to – people out there maybe listening to the, oh, wow, these are bots, but they're not chat bots, right? So this, right. That's a total different game, right, Chad?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, totally different. Yep. Yeah, and it's really just taking, you know, any task that you can automate, anything that's just kind of mundane, repetitive, you know, you can create that algorithm with all the if-thens that, you know, you can create this custom process where it just automates everything and allows your employees to do things, you know, to do other things like, you know, enrich that relationship with the member than rather than doing all the, you know, paperwork and behind the scenes tasks.
Precisely. Yeah. And nobody likes doing that repetitive manual stuff anyway. So,
right. Yeah. And that was, you know, one of the hurdles to overcome is, you know, when you start mentioning bots, you know, employees immediately get defensive. Oh, you're going to replace my job with a bot. And it's, you know, you have to explain to them that, no, we're not, that's not what we're trying to do. We want you, but we want you to be able to focus on the things that bots can't do.
Right.
And by eliminating those, you know, menial tasks that nobody likes doing, it allows you to do your job even better.
Yep. Yep. Correct. Raj, you had something that you were chiming into?
Yeah. So, again, so the thing that, you know, Chad just touched on, right? So, it helps you remap your entire process. So the bots will do all the repetitive menial tasks. Then the staff can focus on the higher value tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Good point.
The more the tasks that need human interpretation.
Exactly. So I want to wrap up here, guys, with last question here. What advice do you have for other credit unions who were in the same boat that you guys were in prior to implementing this automated digital workforce or the bots that you, what we're talking about here? Because it sounds like these trends, they're going to continue throughout 2020 and maybe even 2021, even after the virus crisis subsides, hopefully sooner rather than later. But so what advice do you have for other credit unions? Raj, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, so think about where we started, right? So we started off from it was an efficiency play prior to the crisis. But with the crisis and post-crisis, it becomes a cost play.
Yep.
Right? It becomes a revenue play at that point.
Right.
So which means you still need something like this, you know, to cut the cost of your operations.
Oh, yeah.
So you got that side, but then just from a technology evolution standpoint, if you look at everything that's happening on the technology side is you're looking at API integrations, right?
Mm-hmm.
To streamline applications, the workflows, the processing, the number of clicks, right? So you're trying to integrate all these third-party solutions using APIs. That's what we're trying to do. Everybody's trying to do that. Indeed. However, when you think about a mortgage process or a commercial process or a consumer lending process, you still have a lot of these third parties that they use that you cannot integrate.
Got it.
Because some of those solutions do not have APIs available.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In absence of all of that, guess what? A bot can log into all these multiple systems for you repetitively and perform that task.
Oh my gosh. This is getting better and better.
Yeah. So if I have to log into 8 different systems to process one application, and you keep doing that over and over again for every application, mm-hmm. right? It's an absolutely mundane and time-consuming task. And let the bot do it.
Yep.
It can work 24/7.
So it sounds like there's huge upside here, not just with how you guys are using it. It sounds like I don't want to say the sky's the limit, but it might be in this case.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Chad, what else do you have?
Well, I think Raj nailed the back end aspect of it really well, but there's a front end aspect of it too. When you're trying to develop a relationship with these members, a deeper relationship that opens up other product opportunities.
Yeah.
Anytime you can speed up the process to complete a mortgage or the entire mortgage process can be very frustrating, very time consuming. And people have a lot of anxiety about it. When you can streamline it this way, using these bots to where, you know, you're getting these applications approved and processed much quicker and easier, you help build that relationship with the member, and at the end they're like, wow, that was really easy. And what else can I, what other products can I get from, mm-hmm. From this financial institution?
Yeah.
So there's a whole front end aspect that, you're really improving that membership experience across the board.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is so cool, guys. Was that Raj?
No. I think, Chad hit it on the nail. I mean, the relationship aspect is a huge game changer.
Indeed. Well, this is a game changer for sure. I think for not only you guys, but probably a lot of other creatives out there as well who are looking for something like this, especially right now when we're in the situation we're in. So really cool stuff.
And the price point, right?
Yeah.
That is kind of palatable for the credit unions and the community bank space.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Which otherwise would have been pretty insurmountable.
Yeah. Got that right. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. And thank you for your time, Raj Bandaru and Mr. Chad Langford from Giza Credit Union up in the fine state of Washington. Hope you guys are staying healthy and safe. And let's check in down the road, maybe in the fall, and see if you guys are implementing this in some other uses and stuff. It'd be really cool to see.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Be safe as well.
Thank you so much. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You are welcome.